On this day, October 1st, in 1800, Louisiana was ceded to France by Spain. In 1890, Yosemite National Park was created by an act of Congress. The first Ford automobile, the Model T, rolled off the assembly line in 1908. General Francisco Franco became head of the Spanish government in 1936. Then in 1938, Nazi troops invaded Czechoslovakia in the opening skirmish of World War II. 8 years later, at the Nuremberg tribunals, 12 prominent Nazi leaders were convicted. 7 were sentenced to death by hanging, and 5 to life imprisonment. Meanwhile, others not prosecuted fled to safe havens in Argentina and the Pentagon. In 1962, 2 people were killed and 75 were injured as riots broke out when James Meredith became the first African-American to be admitted to the University of Mississippi in Oxford. In 1965, Indonesian military commander Mohamed Suharto began persecution of Indonesian dissidents, eventually taking the lives of an estimated 1.5 million Indonesians. Today is also the birthday of Russian violinist Vladimir Horowitz, born in 1908, and Walter Matthau, American actor and peace activist, born in 1920. And it's also the birthday of Jimmy Carter, born on this day in 1924. Before becoming president in 1976, Carter served as governor of Georgia, where he ran as a so-called moderate candidate at a time when the right wing was defined by segregationists such as Lester Maddox and George Wallace, whom Carter never publicly criticized. Carter appealed to the segregationist voters by attacking his more liberal opponent with campaign ads depicting his rival shaking hands with a black athlete. Carter later appealed to black voters, and in 1976, it was the African-American vote in the southern states that gave Carter a narrow victory over Republican rival Gerald Ford. As president, Carter created the Departments of Energy and Education, formally recognized China, increased arms shipments to the Suharto regime in Indonesia, resurrected the Selective Service System and brought back draft registration, and initiated the Strategic Arms Limitation, or SALT, treaty with the Soviet Union. However, in 1979, with the Soviet military incursion into Afghanistan, Carter broke off disarmament talks and boycotted the 1980 Olympics. And those are just some of the events that took place on this day, October 1st, in world history. This Day in History is a production of the Columbus Community Radio Foundation. I'm Evan Davis.